This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Tackling the escalating climate crisis is in the spotlight today as world leaders gather for their annual meeting at the United Nations. AP's Julie Walker reports.
While not every country is going to speak, and that includes the U.S., the goal of Secretary General Antonio Guterres's climate action summit is to convince everyone to fight climate change.
I am deeply convinced that climate change is the defining issue of our time.
Another passionate voice will come from youth activist Greta Thunberg, who helped galvanize Friday's worldwide climate strike.
Millions of people across the globe marched and demanded real climate action.
The UN announced yesterday that it will cut its own carbon pollution 25% in the next 6 years. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has confirmed that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden at his son in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. Mr. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 rival, which he denies. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the call was about corruption.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place, was largely the fact that we don't want our people like Vice President Biden and his son creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. Adam Schiff, a senior Democrat, says Mr. Trump may have crossed the Rubicon. Mr. Schiff, the influential head of the House Intelligence Committee, had previously opposed impeachment. An Afghan official says at least 40 civilians were killed Monday during an Afghan special forces raid and airstrikes against the Taliban in Helmand Province. From Washington, this is VOA News. British tour company Thomas Cook has collapsed after failing to secure emergency funding, leaving tens of thousands of vacationers stranded abroad. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
150,000 British Thomas Cook customers are currently in vacation spots around the globe, and according to the British government, will be part of the largest repatriation effort in Britain's peacetime history. One holidaymaker waiting to board a Thomas Cook flight couldn't hide his disappointment.
We've been saving up for a year for this holiday, you know what I mean? And we've paid all our money, we've paid all the insurance, we've come here on a Gatwick fly, we've had to pay that, so we're going to lose that money now, and we've got nothing left. Makes it, we're gutted, absolutely gutted.
The company several months ago had blamed a slowdown in bookings because of Brexit uncertainty for contributing to its crushing debt burden. Karen Chamas, London.
Almost a week after Israel's deadlocked election, Israelis are no closer to knowing who their prime minister will be. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Benny Gantz's centrist Blue and White, the third largest political bloc in Israel is the Arab Joint List. In the past, they have not recommended any candidate for prime minister, mostly as a protest. But this time, Joint List Chairman Ayman Odeh said 10 out of 13 members of the bloc recommended Gantz as prime minister. It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Kenyan officials say at least 7 children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesman says 57 students were taken to the hospital. Egyptian rights lawyers say security forces have rounded up hundreds of people following small but rare anti-government protests. The protests broke out in several Egyptian cities, including Cairo, over the weekend, calling for President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to step down. Indonesian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured as fresh unrest erupted in Indonesia's restive Papua region Monday. Some victims were burned to death in buildings set ablaze by protesters. Papua, on the western half of New Guinea Island, has been gripped by weeks of violent protests fueled by anger over racism. Iran's semi-official Fars news agency says the British oil tanker seized by Iran in July will soon be released. The ship and its crews were seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz for alleged maritime violations. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.